Welcome to Annunciation with Father David. Father David is the priest at Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Decatur, Illinois, where every week people are connected to the ancient wisdom of Orthodox Christianity. Here is Father David.
Christ is risen. Good morning. It is a very sad testimony that if one were to ask the average American the source for what they know about St. Constantine, I'm guessing that the majority of people would say something along the lines of the Da Vinci Code, where what we know about Constantine is these conspiracy theories about how Constantine corrupted the church, how Constantine corrupted the scriptures, how Constantine usurped the power of God so that he cowed the entire church to his will. And of course, we as Orthodox Christians know that this is so far from the truth as to be laughable, because Constantine did not cow the church and did not cow God, because of course, God does not bow to any man. Rather, Constantine became the first Christian emperor. He, in order to save the church, called the first ecumenical council, which condemned Arianism, and which set forth this mechanism, this possibility for the church to gather together to discuss problems of the entire church and to lay down edicts inspired by the Holy Spirit that have kept the Orthodox Church together through thick and thin, through all kinds of arguments, all kinds of disagreements, through all kinds of persecutions, all kinds of political upheavals, and yet we are still here. And the world followed Constantine to the church. He is called equal to the apostles because his being, the mere fact that he followed his mother into the faith, called thousands upon thousands of Roman citizens to the church. And what this says about us and about our culture is that there is a tremendous amount of historical information that we Americans think we know. There's a joke that a friend of my wife would tell. He was British. And he would say that the main difference between a Brit and a Yank is that a Brit thinks that 200 miles is a really long way, and a Yank thinks that 200 years is a really long time. The American culture's ability to understand history in the larger picture is severely limited, and there's a tremendous amount of information that we need to unlearn. We need to unlearn what we know about St. Constantine. We need to unlearn what we know about the Roman Empire, because so much misinformation is out there. This is also true of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. The American people think they know Scripture. The American people think they know about the history of the church. The American people think they know about God and about Christ. But so much of what they think they know is in error, that is inaccurate, that is, in many cases, a complete falsehood. And so today we are called not only to be like Constantine and Helen, to lead by example, to embrace Christ publicly, to proclaim our faith to everyone who will hear, but to be like Paul. In today's epistle reading, we hear Paul witness to King Agrippa about his revelatory experience on the road to Damascus, where he, the educated Jew, he, the disciple of one of the great Jewish scholars of the age, had to unlearn who God is. We have a hyper-educated society who is overly dependent upon their ability to think and to reason, so much so that they can think away God. And we as Americans must follow Paul and unlearn what we think we know about God, to find out who He really is, to allow our hearts in our own way to be bathed in that light that was greater than the sun, and to hear the words of Christ, "Why do you persecute me?" So that we might turn towards Him and find out who He really is. This God who so loves mankind that He is willing to become a human being, to suffer, to be tortured and spat upon, to be crucified and to die, so that He might forgive all sin, that He might trample death by death, and at His second and glorious coming, raise us all from the dead. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, unto the ages of ages.